I've said for some time that our concern is not with the other teams. While destiny remains in our own hands, it's about us. And we have to ensure that in the remaining two fixtures, we pick up the appropriate amount of points to stay in the league. And we have to ensure that going into the last game of the season, that we're in a position where, as I've said, destiny is in our own hands. So that's the most important thing.
And just looking at your chances of survival, it's almost five teams for those two remaining relegation spots. What do you think you need to see from your team in these remaining two games?
Well, we need to score goals. There's no doubt about that. We're not conceding many goals at all at this moment in time. You know, if you look at our goal difference at this moment in time, it's certainly not a team that is fighting for their lives. But the reality is we are. And we have to turn, as I've said for some time, our performances into more positive results. Against Blackpool, we didn't play to our optimum levels, far from it, in terms of the way I want to see the team play. But we showed a lot of courage considering the exertions of the Tuesday night and the travelling from that. So, you know, we showed a good mentality and we just have to keep working away. We have to keep positive. There's a really good positivity around the place. There's no feeling of disappointment at this moment in time, and we have to ensure that come Monday again, we go again.
You talk about the positivity within the camp, but how are the nerves? Because that must come into play at this stage.
Listen, nobody will tell you that they enjoy the experience of fighting for survival. It's not an enjoyable experience. You want to be at the other end of the table fighting for the opportunity for promotion, but it shapes you as a character. I've said it numerous times. You have to stand up to this. You have to stand up to the pressures. And, you know, you often find out about people during these periods of time. So it's a really important time. But thus far, you know, the group have remained positive and the group are in a good frame of mind going into the last two games.
And you told us after the Blackpool game that it wasn't a good 90 minutes for your heart. How's it going to be for you this weekend, bearing in mind you play on Monday and you've got to watch all those results coming in?
Again, I'll tell you that, you know, of course, we'd love results to go our way. There's no doubt about that. But the reality is that it may not happen. And that's why I'm saying that our focus is solely to be on ourselves. And if we take care of the business in the last two games, we stay in the league. That will not change come, you know, Saturday at 10-5. So that's got to be our mindset. We can't be relying on any other teams, and we've got to see the job through ourselves.
And in terms of fatigue, Stephen, you mentioned it, that your players maybe had an element of that in the Blackpool game. You've obviously got over a week to prepare for the Walsall game. How are they looking? Any new injuries to report?
Well, I'll be honest, I gave them several days off because I thought we looked a very tired team, both physically and mentally, after that game. You know, people have got to understand that we played on Tuesday night and we played at an unbelievable level of intensity on Tuesday night. We then have a long bus trip home and don't return to our beds at 5 or 6 in the morning, and you miss a full night's sleep. It's not ideal preparation for a game of the magnitudes of Saturday. And I thought, considering that, we started the game very well. The opening 25-30 minutes were very positive and very aggressive in our play. But in the second half, I thought we looked a tired team. I actually turned to my assistant Neil and said to him at the time, we look like we've run our course a little bit today. We're going to have to find a way. We're going to have to show a mentality and show a courage to see this through. And of course, we wanted to win the game. But the most important thing when you don't win the game is that you don't lose the game. And we managed to show our courage in order to do that.
And you named the same starting 11 for the last five games, but do injuries now play a part in that? How's Anthony Sarcevic?
Sarcevic has got a knock, but you know, I hope that he'll return to train tomorrow. David Ball also got a very nasty gash in a challenge and required a number of stitches in his leg. You know, I'm hoping he'll return on Saturday. Shola, of course, will get another few days under his belt. So, you know, generally we're getting closer. You know, even Danny Andrews played for 45 minutes for the first time in maybe 4 or 5 months, which was positive. And we also have young Nick, who he's a player that I rate extremely highly, Nick Houghton, and I've been on him about improving certain aspects of a game, improving his intensity. He did that, and I think he's been doing that over the last few weeks. I've seen great improvements on him, and he scored 4 in the development game against Wolverhampton. So he also pushes himself forward, trying to stake his claim. So that's good. So returning players from injury and also players performing in the development group give me an added headache.
And Shola came on and played 20 minutes on Saturday. Do you think Monday maybe comes too soon for him to start, or you'll just assess him over the next few days?
I'll assess him, but I think that the difficulty with only having two games left is, you know, getting him up to speed physically to last the 90 minutes. I think it's near on impossible. We've pushed him back quickly, and he'll certainly have a part to play. But whether that's from the start, you know, I'm unsure if he's quite ready for that as yet.